Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Tinnitus itself is a symptom, it's not a disease. And it's characterised by noises in people's ears, which might be ringing or whistling, perhaps buzzing, clicking or humming. I mean, it's estimated that between 10 and 20% of the population have tinnitus.
So you could have tinnitus and not even realise it. That was Heather from Harrogate Hypnotherapy. And June is T for Tinnitus Month. So with 10 to 20% of people having tinnitus, why don't we know more about it? Well, the reason is that 75% of sufferers don't even know they have it and are able to tune out without even realising. But what about the people who can't? Where does it come from?
For the remaining 25%, it can be a lot more challenging. It can occur sometimes as a result of injury or infection. It might be due to age, excessive earwax, high blood pressure, stress, some medications, a whole load of reasons why somebody might get tinnitus. But in a lot of these cases, there's nothing for the doctors or ear, nose and throat specialists to treat. So it makes it a very difficult condition to resolve. And there's no known cure for it as yet.
Every individual's relationship with tinnitus is very personal and very subjective. Some people, they experience the tinnitus and they don't consider it to be a problem, but others see it as really intrusive, disturbing, and it can cause a lot of anxiety. There's those who are disturbed by the condition despite the fact that the sounds and their intensity of the sounds are reported to be the same as those who don't get bothered by it at all.
Similar to pain then, really, isn't it? Because we could have the same injury and all three of us would say it hurt a different amount.
Yes, in fact, we often say to clients that it's not the situation that's the problem, it's our emotional reaction to it that causes us the problem.
John also works with Harrogate Hypnotherapy and can help people who are suffering with the effects of tinnitus. But in order to do this, it's important to understand what the differences are between someone who can ignore the sounds and someone who can't.
Our brain is hardwired to respond to noises because noises could indicate a threat. And when our brain picks up on loud sounds, it triggers what we call our limbic system, which is responsible for our emotions. And also the part of us called our sympathetic nervous system, which is responsible for what we understand to be fight or flight, either running away from a threat or tackling it. So those two things are triggered as soon as we hear a loud noise, and our brains can't really tell the difference between a noise inside our head and a noise outside our head. And our bodies respond by increasing the level of our stress hormones, which in turn cause stress and anxiety. If somebody's response to it is very sudden and very severe, then that can become ingrained, if you like, becomes part of our unconscious process. And that means that the fearful response remains even when the fears have been rationalised and discussed and explained away. And it's almost like a phobia has developed. It can really interfere with sleep, because if you go into a quiet environment like a bedroom, the brain can perceive the noise more. It essentially loses any distraction of other sounds around us.
So what can be done? How can Heather and John at Harrogate Hypnotherapy provide some sort of relief for people suffering with tinnitus?
Some studies show that 60 to 70% of people show a worthwhile improvement with hypnotherapy. And there are many ways that hypnotherapy can help. For example, it can teach someone's subconscious to relax. It can enable you to de-amplify the volume of sounds and modulate both the pitch and the tone. It can teach you how to retune and dissociate yourself from the noise. It can also separate the negative emotions from the tinnitus. It can help you build optimism, and it can help you with your sleep if your sleep's been disturbed. Both BWRT, that's Brain Working Recursive Therapy, and hypnotherapy can be very effective in dealing with the psychological aspects of tinnitus.
So you're not actually removing the sound, you're enabling the body to deal with that, the mind to deal with that.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not always possible to remove the tinnitus itself. For example, if it's a result of an injury, then we might not be able to change the result of that injury. But we always have an element of choice in how we respond to it.
Well, one of the first things is to try and keep calm. because an increase in stress and anxiety is a natural response for some people to tinnitus. It will actually make the condition worse by focusing your attention on it.
The next thing is to distract yourself. Keep as busy as much as possible. And if you're quiet or bored, the mind can look for things to do, so it can easily find the tinnitus again. Do things.
And also, it's important to think positively. While tinnitus may seem distressing, it's not actually life-threatening. And so you can give it more attention than it actually deserves, and that can make things worse.
Understanding of the condition is essential. Tinnitus has both the physical part and the emotional part. You might not be able to change the physical side, as we said, but you can always find a way in helping to ease the emotional distress it causes.
And finally, realise that you're not alone. Like any other medical condition, living with a tinnitus can seem very lonely, but you could find a local support group or contact the British Tinnitus Association for more advice. And that's at tinnitus.org.uk.
And of course, you are, your doors are open for people to come
they
and
are,
talk
indeed.
To you. It's
yes.
It's not just tinnitus. Just give us a brief description of other things you deal with as well, because there's a lot of people that can come and, you know, talk to you about things.
Oh, there's a whole range of conditions. A lot of them are anxiety-based conditions, but also things like smoking cessation, pain control, insomnia.
Depression, weight control, that's anything to do with habits or obsessions. The list is pretty much endless, anything that you think. And, of course, phobias as well.
If people want to come and talk to you about tinnitus or any of the things you've just mentioned, how can they get in touch?
The best way to contact us is via our website, which is www.harrogatehypnotherapy.co.uk.
Fantastic. Heather and John, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.